Encumbrances. An encumbrance is a claim, charge, or liability that attaches to real estate. An encumbrance does not have a possessory interest in real property. An encumbrance may decrease the value or obstruct the use of the property. An encumbrance is a right or an interest held by someone other than the property owner that affects title to the real estate, but does not necessarily prevent a transfer of title. Encumbrances may be divided into two classifications. Liens, usually monetary charges. Physical restrictions, easements, licenses, and encroachments liens. A lien is a charge against property that provides security for a debt or an obligation of the property owner. If the obligation is not repaid, the lien holder is entitled to have the debt satisfied from the proceeds of a court-ordered or forced sale of the debtor's property. Real estate taxes, mortgages and trust deeds, judgments, and mechanics liens all represent possible liens against an owner's real estate. Liens are discussed in depth in Chapter 5. Deed restrictions. Deed restrictions are private agreements that affect land use. Once placed in the deed by a previous owner, they run with the land, limiting the use of the property and binding to all grantees. Deed restrictions are enforced by an owner of real estate and are included in the seller's deed to the buyer. Covenants, conditions, and restrictions, CC and RS. These are private agreements that affect land use typically imposed by a developer or subdivider to maintain specific standards in a subdivision. CC and RS are listed in the original development plans for the subdivision filed in the public record. They may be enforced by the original owner, developer, or by a homeowners association. Easements. An easement is the right to use the land of another for a particular purpose. It may exist in any portion of the real estate, including the airspace above or a right-of-way across the land. An appurtenant easement is attached to the ownership of one parcel and allows the owner the use of a neighbor's land. For an appurtenant easement to exist, two adjacent parcels of land must be owned by two different parties. The parcel over which the easement runs is known as the servient tenement. The neighboring parcel that benefits is known as the dominant tenement. A party wall can be an exterior wall of a building that straddles the boundary line between two lots, or it can be a commonly shared partition wall between two connected properties. Each lot owner owns half of the wall on his lot, and each lot owner has an appurtenant easement in the other half of the wall. A written party wall agreement must be used to create the easement rights. Expenses to build and maintain the wall are usually shared. A fence built on the lot line is treated similarly. Easement in gross. An easement in gross is an individual or company's interest in or right to use someone else's land, without being appurtenant to that land, rights of way, or utility easements. 1. Commercial easements in gross may be assigned, conveyed, and inherited. 2. Personal easements in gross are usually not assignable. 3. Generally, a personal easement in gross terminates on the death of the easement owner. Creating an easement. An easement is commonly created by a written agreement between parties that establishes the easement right. It may be created by the grantor in a deed of conveyance, in which the grantor either reserves an easement over the sold land or grants the new owner an easement over the grantor's remaining land. Easement by necessity. An easement that is created when an owner sells a parcel of land that has no access to a street or public way, except over the seller's remaining land, is an easement by necessity. An easement by necessity is created by court order based on the principle that owners must have the right to enter and exit their land, the right of ingress, enter, and egress, exit. They cannot be landlocked. Easement by prescription if the claimant has made use of another's land for a certain period of time as defined by state law. An easement by prescription, or a prescriptive easement, may be acquired. The claimant's use must have been a 1. Continuous. 2. Exclusive. 3. Without the owner's approval, adverse. 4. Visible. 5. Open. 6. Notorious, that is, the owner must have been able to learn of it. A visible fence, continuous gardening on the backlot, or driving over the property so often that ruts are visible are all examples. To establish an easement by prescription in Illinois, the use must be adverse, exclusive, under a claim of right, and continuous and uninterrupted for a period of 20 years. Illinois law permits owners of pedestrian walkways in shopping centers and large commercial or industrial buildings to prevent the establishment of prescriptive easements by the public. To block the establishment of a prescriptive easement, the owner of any property must, 1, display signs. 2, send a certified letter stating that access to or use of the property is by permission, and thus not adverse. The concept of tacking provides that successive periods of continuous occupation by different parties may be combined, tacked on, to reach the required total number of years necessary to establish a claim for a prescriptive easement, 20 years in Illinois. Easement by condemnation. An easement by condemnation is acquired for a public purpose, through the right of eminent domain. The owner of the servient tenement must be compensated for any loss in property value. Terminating an easement terminates. When the need no longer exists. When the owner of either the dominant or the servient tenement becomes the owner of both properties, also known as termination by merger. By release of the right of easement to the owner of the servient tenement. By abandonment of the easement, the intention of the parties is the determining factor. By non-use of a prescriptive easement. By destruction of the servient tenement. By lawsuit. By property conversion. License. A license is a personal privilege, not a right, to enter the land of another for a specific purpose. A license can be terminated or canceled by the licensor, the person who granted the license, at any time. 1. If the use of another's property is given orally or informally, it generally is considered to be a license rather than a personal easement in gross. 2. A license ends on the death of either party or the sale of the land by the licensor. Encroachments. An encroachment occurs when all or part of a structure, such as a building, fence, or driveway, illegally extends beyond the land of its owner or beyond the legal building lines. An encroachment usually is disclosed by either a physical inspection of the property or a spot survey. Spot survey. A spot survey shows the location of all improvements located on a property and whether they extend over the lot or building lines onto an adjoining property or an improvement on an adjoining property extends onto the property being surveyed. A spot survey is more informational and useful than a simple survey sketch with only the lot dimensions. If a spot survey and physical inspection show that a building encroaches on adjoining land, the neighbor may be able to either, 1. Recover damages. 2. Or secure removal of the portion of the building that encroaches. Unchallenged encroachments that last beyond a state's prescriptive period, however, may give rise to easements by prescription.